This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to Carnegie Museum of Art. Let your spirit rise. You're listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. Gospel edition of the Voice of the Arts. If you look at the WQED website, you will see not only mention of Henry Louis Gates' program, but the events that are happening in Western Pennsylvania on the gospel scene over this 12-month period. Terrific things have already happened, but the next on the list is Dr. Edward Allen Moore and his concert at East Liberty Presbyterian Church, Singing Our History. It's Sunday, 3 p.m. on the 25th of February, and it is a free concert which has the spotlight on women composers and African-American composers and a gospel mass by Robert Ray.
Correct.
Nice to have you, Edward Moore.
Hi, Jim. Good to be back.
Now, I have not heard, I must admit, the Robert Ray mass, but I understand it's been very popular over the last decade.
Yes, it was premiered in 1979 at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, where Robert Ray at that time was on staff and has become a staple in the literature. And we last presented the entire Gospel Mass at East Liberty Presbyterian Church in 2015. And pre-pandemic had been thinking about doing it again, and now we're so thrilled to be bringing it back out again for Sunday's program.
For some people, I guess particularly non-Catholics, the Mass is foreboding. It seems more church than they want, for non-believers especially. Why should people come hear a Mass on a Sunday afternoon?
Well, the text does incorporate the traditional Mass text with some added verses and various movements, but it's a completely different style than you might hear, in a high Catholic Mass. It's scored for choir and soloists, as well as piano, drums, and bass, incorporating gospel rhythms and, upbeat rhythms and using these texts, which are sung in English, not Latin, the English translations of the Mass text, in an exciting and joyous manner.
There are some jazz Masses around. Joe Negri wrote one. There was a famous Vince Guaraldi Grace Cathedral jazz Mass in San Francisco. Where does this fit in on that spectrum? There are jazz elements in it.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of improvisatory moments as well. Robert Ray indicates in his score for, some places for the instruments to be a little bit more ad lib. And we also take some liberties with that as well. And fortunately, we have some really wonderful musicians playing with us who can take what's on the page and make more out of it and live in the moment and let the Spirit guide you.
So the Mass is supposed to guide us to the next world successfully. What's your general thought about the purpose of the Mass?
Well, it does center around a lot of central themes, in the Christian church. The third movement is the Credo, I believe. And it proclaims boldly, what we profess, in the Christian church. But it does it in a whole different way than some people, might be used to. And, for many people, this is a new thing or a new sound. They have not heard it before. We've been singing the movements from the Gospel Mass on Sunday mornings for the last several weeks, sort of as a preview as well as more practice time for the choir. But it originates from 1979, so it's not new.
What gospel elements do you hear in it? What is traditional to gospel that's in Robert Ray's Mass?
Well, I mean, there's all different kinds of gospel. There's Southern gospel, there's Black gospel, there's, various... various types of gospel music, but here it's definitely the rhythm, rhythm, just drives the piece, as well as, you know, harmonic elements as well.
Your congregation at East Liberty has worked very hard at connecting with the historic African-American neighborhood which surrounds East Liberty and is part of the East Liberty tradition. Where does the Mass fit in with doing that? You have a choir that has some diversity to it, which is terrific and unusual.
Yeah, in our choral repertoire, we try to keep it diverse throughout the year, not just during Black History Month. You know, whether or not it's our Christmas concert or, you know, other seasons of the church year, you know, the very next week, the first Sunday of March, we'll be doing music from centuries ago. And then, you know, throughout the rest of Lent, you know, an eclectic assortment of pieces. And so, you know, this does fit in with our desire to, you know, keep our repertoire varied and represent different styles.
So gospel singing turns up at the East Liberty Presbyterian Church often through the 12 months of the year.
Yeah, and actually weekly. In our first service, our Journey Worship Service, which is at 8:45, is led by Gerald Savage, who is playing the piano for the Gospel Mass on Sunday afternoon. Gerald is well known in Pittsburgh and retired from Kappa. And so that service, most weeks will have, you know, some traditional gospel, more contemporary gospel.
I want to know about the other elements of this concert. You have Women's History Month to celebrate in March. So women composers are in the spotlight here.
Yeah, since this is the final Sunday of the month, you know, the end of Black History Month in February, but then March is Women's History Month. I thought that it would be a really great idea to combine the 2 months into a celebration. And so since the Gospel Mass by Robert Ray was going to be the central part of the concert, we then are starting the concert with a whole set of music by female composers, arrangers, and librettists, including Florence Price, Margaret Bonds, Amy Beach, as well as some British composers, Rebecca Clark, who you might be interested in, and your son, because she was a virtuoso viola player and in London and composer, as well as some living composers, Sarah Klass, a British composer, and another piece that is very special and unique to Pittsburgh, the librettist Tamika Cage Conley. You might recall several years ago was the librettist for Pittsburgh Festival Opera's presentation of A Gathering of Sons. And so one of the pieces is one of hers.
You mentioned a few names that are new to me. The British composer Sarah Klass, is it? How do you spell it?
Sarah Klass, C-L-A-S-S. She was born in 1979. She's a singer, songwriter in England, known for film scores, TV scores, but was one of the 12 commissioned composers for the coronation of King Charles last year. So this is a brand new piece as well from last year, entitled Sacred Fire. And I was sitting there watching the coronation and was just so taken by this piece, as well as the performance, because the singer, a South African soprano, Pretty Yende, was the premier performer of it. And so I was like, wow, I really want to do that piece. So that's on the first half of the program as well.
We should have said right at the outset, what all are the musicians you have involved? Your choir and your organ.
Yeah. So I'm going to play a couple pieces, a couple organ pieces by Florence Price. Florence Price was, very influential African-American female composer in the 20th century. She was the first African-American female composer to have a major symphonic work played by a symphony, the Chicago Symphony in this case. But in recent years, many of her manuscripts have been discovered, rediscovered. And so I'll play a couple of her organ pieces. And then Margaret Bonds, well-known African-American composer from the 20th century as well, who studied with Florence Price. Denise Sheffy Powell will be singing one of her spirituals. And then we'll also be singing her one of her most well-known arrangements, He's Got the Whole World in His Hand, that she did for Leontine Price.
And did we mention all the musicians involved in the Gospel Mass? Did you mention who the ensemble will be there?
So piano will be Gerald Savage on piano. James Johnson will be playing drums, and Lorenz Jefferson will be playing bass. And then the choir, as well as soloists from the choir.
Those are some legends in Pittsburgh, James Johnson. And you mentioned Gerald. Of course, I had the honor of meeting him when he was teaching at Kappa. Great guy and beloved of his students.
Yeah. So we had rehearsal last night. We have rehearsal with all of the instruments Saturday morning, and looking forward to putting it all together and getting it ready for Sunday afternoon.
Concert is free.
Yes.
Free will offering. You can, if inspired, put
free
something
will
on the plate.
To help underwrite some of the costs of the concert.
And your concert, we should have mentioned also at the outset, will be available on YouTube.
Facebook and YouTube. East Liberty Presbyterian Church's Facebook page and YouTube channel.
So if you can't make it on Sunday afternoon, we just met an upstanding citizen who was visiting upstairs and he'd never been to your church. That can't be. maybe people are still afraid of the circle of traffic that used to go around. That's long gone. You can park in the parking lot behind the library with ease.
Sunday afternoons are pretty good to find parking. So
good.
It's not
all
as
right.
Bad
some nice restaurants there, so it makes a nice experience.
Yeah.
Edward Allen Moore, anything else that we should offer to make sure that people come to this event?
It's a wonderful afternoon of music. The Gospel Mass will certainly lift your spirits. And the first half with the female composers is really a unique and interesting selection and combination of styles and pieces. And so come out, enjoy.
Dr. Edward Allen Moore, thank you so much for coming by to talk about this concert and your wonderful contribution to Western Pennsylvania's music making.
Thank you, Jim.
Spirit bright.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to Carnegie Museum of Art.